Hello, my name is Isaac, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. It's dangerous to go alone. That phrase is uttered by an old bystander to Link in the classic video game The Legend of Zelda as he starts his journey to rescue Princess Zelda. After the old man says this, he offers Link his trusty sword, which Link becomes well known for using throughout the Zelda franchise. Without the old man's help, Link would have been left to fend for himself, and may not have been able to overcome his challenges quite as easily. While Link accepted the help from the old man, other characters in fiction are not so keen to relinquish their pride. They're either so confident in their own abilities, or believe that everyone around them is so untrustworthy, they will shut out any offers for help or guidance and try to prove to the world that they can do it on their own. It really only ends in two ways. The character continues to refuse aid to their own detriment, eventually falling in defeat, or they realize that they can't do it alone and accept that aid and work alongside others with the same goal in mind. A great example of someone who has been both is Boba Fett from the Star Wars franchise. In the original trilogy, Fett is a ruthless bounty hunter who begrudgingly works for the Empire, probably because they pay the best. When he helps Vader track down Han, Leia, and Luke, he almost seems annoyed that he has to play along with the Empire instead of doing everything himself. Later on, that same attitude leads to his downfall, as the chaotic scene of Jabba's barge ensues. He looks out for Numero Uno, trying to nail his enemies himself, without much regard for any of Jabba's cronies. After a series of missteps, he is launched into the Sarlacc pit, and becomes an unceremonious meal for the sand creature. In the Book of Boba Fett, we learn that he's able to survive the Sarlacc pit, and somehow crawls to the sandy Tatooine surface. He's stripped of his armor and weapons by the scavenging Jawas and left for dead. At this point, he has no choice but to either give in to his pride and make the best of his circumstances, or perish in the unforgiving desert. He learns to survive with the help of the native Tuskens and finds his trust for other beings. We see a much different Boba Fett over the course of that season, one that is willing to help those in need and doesn't immediately turn to violence or cold-blooded murder. He even befriends and recruits some who he had once called enemies, because he now knows that even a galaxy-renowned bounty hunter such as himself can't do everything alone. While it may be difficult for us to relate to someone who lived a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, we may have more in common with Boba Fett than we think. When was the last time you poured your heart out to a brother or sister in Christ about something? Sometimes we're led to believe that needing help is a sign of weakness. Like Boba Fett, we can get caught up in the lie that things might be better off on our own, instead of bringing people alongside of us to share in our experiences. Paul makes it very clear that our walk with Christ is meant to be shared with a community that uplifts and encourages us. He talks in 1 Corinthians 12 about the body of Christ and how we're all parts of that body. None of the parts of the body can survive on their own. They need each part to participate to accomplish things, and they share in the victory together. Verse 26 says, "If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together." So everyone, call up your bounty hunter buddies in Christ, encourage them, and let's all rejoice together. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also catch us talking nerdy in our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Isaac from the Infinity Bros for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, we love you 3000. Bye!